place is it for me. I run a hand over the silk of my light blue tie, barely contained impatience in the action, but tonight isn't the time. It's not when I'm meant to find Emma, and Emma, me. It's a thought that has me turning away and disappearing into the gardens, entering the hotel by a side door. I'm here in this hotel for one reason. Emma. She's here, and it's long past due that we meet. It's long past due that she learns about the connection between her family and mine. I stroll a carpeted hallway with elegant chandeliers dipping low at strategic locations, about to turn into the bar when I come face to face with Eric Mitchell, a man who is quite literally a genius. He's also vice president in one of the largest corporations in the world. Long time, man, he greets, offering me his hand. It's a strong hand, and when I look into his blue eyes, I see the man born a savant, the man who sees numbers more than words. I see the man who helped Bennett Enterprises reach beyond a legal powerhouse to a conglomerate, even before acquiring an NFL team. Doesn't Bennett own hotels, which would make you the Knights competition? His lips curve. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. I went to school with Chance. Good guy. Good guy, my fucking ass. We should talk. About? All things green. How about lunch tomorrow? I can make that happen. We set up the meeting, and the ways this little encounter has inspired me are many. I cut right into a dimly lit bar that's desolate at the moment, and thank fuck for it. The damn hotel is filled to the rim for that awards ceremony. Alone suits me just fine right about now, and I walk to the back of the bar and sit down in a red leather booth that overlooks a room with couches, cushy chairs, and dangling lights, but also provides a curtain for privacy. The night name is all about luxury and comfort, but at its core, it's about greed. At my core right now, I'm about that speech Emma was giving, about the pain at its core. That pain is why I'm here. A waiter appears and I order whiskey. North whiskey, my family's whiskey, which is in every night hotel in the country and beyond. I don't give a fuck if it stays or goes, or I wouldn't be here. Bring the bottle. He's just filled my glass, and the glass is at my lips when Emma walks into the bar, alone. She's done her time on stage and ran for cover. The hotel might be hosting the event, but she isn't. She's halfway into the bar when voices sound behind her. She peeks over her shoulder and then, with a panicked look, darts in my direction. To my surprise, and I don't surprise easily, she slides into the booth with me and pulls the curtain shut. "So sorry," she says, claiming the seat next to me. "I really need to avoid a conversation and, well, breathe a moment or 10. The only way to do that is to be having a private meeting that looks as if it's just that. Private, not to be disturbed." She takes my glass and downs my whiskey. Interesting that she didn't run to Randall for comfort, but in fact ran away from him. She glances at me, and when her beautiful pale green eyes flecked with amber meet mine, there is a charge between us, an awareness that parts her lips and has her turning away from me. Because she knows who I am.
"I'll buy that bottle of whiskey for you," she says. "For letting me intrude."
A statement that either proves she has no idea who I am or that she's playing me the way a knight will play. It doesn't really matter. It's like the sky opened up and delivered her right to me. "Considering I'm a North, and that's North whiskey," I say, refilling the glass. I think I can handle paying for the bottle and helping the lady of the night hide out. Her eyes go wide.
"You're Jax North,"
she blinks.
"Of course you are. You look like the North family, all tall, blonde, and handsomely brooding."
She drinks a bit more.
"And that's the whiskey making me overly verbal. My father didn't approve of me being overly verbal."
Except she just downed that whiskey and hasn't been drinking all night. She's nervous, rambling in a rather charming, vulnerable way that I find attractive for reasons I don't try to understand. I didn't know overly verbal was a thing.
"You didn't know my father well then. Actually, no one did."
She swallows hard.
"Back to you."
It's a hard push from any question I